Many Iraqis were beginning to think, or at least hope, that street bombings were a thing of the past. Yesterday, Baghdad suffered its worst attack in 2 years. A double car bombing killed more than 150 people and wounded more than 500. The attacks came at the start of a tense election season. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports.
Iraqi officials believe it was two suicide car bombs that targeted the Justice Ministry and Baghdad's Municipal Council building along Haifa Street in the center of Baghdad's government district. The street is a chronicle of Iraq's recent wars, with inside of buildings that have remained bombed-out shells from the American invasion in 2003. Open sectarian warfare left the street with broken glass and bullet marks from the years in between. With a recent calm, blast walls had been coming down on Haifa Street, which made this newest explosion all the more painful. A few local mosques called for noon prayers as a frantic crowd of police and soldiers rushed in along with rescue workers to evacuate the wounded. American helicopters buzzed overhead as a burst water main flooded the street with fresh water, mixing with the ashes, metal, and human remains. Parts of cars hung from the upper floors of the Justice Ministry, now a blackened shell. A surviving guard from the municipality building cried as he began cursing Iraq's Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, for failing to protect his citizens. The guard wasn't alone in looking for someone to blame. Iman al-Barzinji, a member of the Baghdad Municipal Council, screamed at the policeman who tried to shuffle her away from her ruined workplace. She blamed al-Qaeda and militant Islamists from the countries around Iraq, who she said are slaughtering Iraq's people because they don't want democracy to succeed here. It's still not clear who authored the attack, but officials say the larger target was the institutions of Iraq's fragile government, as with similar bombings that destroyed the foreign ministry and the finance ministry on August 19th. And along with doubts about the government, the bombing also fuels divisions. Mohammed al-Rabai, an opposition politician, said at the scene that Prime Minister Maliki must be voted out for failing to prevent the bombings.
He need to be changed and must be changed and to must be the democratic start.
Were these bombers Iraqis?
This is the Al-Qaeda, Baath, I don't know.
Maliki later arrived at the scene of the disaster, but without much reassurance to offer Baghdadis. After the bombs in August, Maliki seemed to retain his reputation as the man who brought relative peace to Iraq. It may be much harder for him to recover from this second blow, and the political situation in Iraq has deteriorated as well. Gridlock in parliament here has prevented a law that would regulate Iraq's nationwide elections scheduled for January. The deadline to pass the law was 10 days ago. Now, politicians in Baghdad, as well as U.S. generals and diplomats, are beginning to wonder what might happen if the vote is delayed and whether Iraq's democratic institutions can withstand many more of these devastating attacks. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.